AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A heavily covered and long criminal trial in South Carolina has come to a quick conclusion.
After a trial that lasted 6 weeks, it took the jury less than 3 hours to reach a verdict.
Indictment for murder, verdict guilty.
It found Alec Murdoch guilty on all four counts, including 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of possession of a weapon in the commission of a violent crime. Murdoch denied killing his wife and son, law professor Lori Levinson.
They had a motive for him, the opportunity, and the evidence that he was offering just didn't make sense.
Murdoch faces a minimum of 30 years in prison and a maximum of life in prison without parole. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
That winter storm that dumped all that snow in California and Oregon's moved to the southern center of the country, hitting Texas hard with rain, wind, hail, a threat of tornadoes, and a lot of power outages and flight cancellations. Next.
Right now, we are looking at a threat for about 25 million people, and it extends from portions of Texas into portions of Arkansas and Louisiana.
CBS forecaster David Parkinson has for California, it awaits more snow. In East Palestine, Ohio, officials of the Norfolk Southern Railroad met with angry and skeptical residents a month after that derailment that's raised serious safety questions about air and water. They promised to move more contaminated soil from beneath the tracks.
We're ready to start tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That is not our decision to make.
There is a theft ring now operating around Los Angeles, robbing victims at gunpoint, going on for about a year, and there is a reward to try to break the case.
The armed robbers have targeted armored vehicles around L.A. County.
These robberies occurred in broad daylight. They occurred when the drivers were going to ATMs and banks to receive money, and the defendants in this case and other co-conspirators were heavily armed and pointed their weapons at the victims.
And authorities estimate the Chesapeake Bandits have stolen $500,000. Investigators fear someone could get hurt since the crimes are getting bolder. Brinks is also kicking in a reward of up to $25,000.
KCAL TV's Chris Holmstrom. Overseas, it has been a long battle against a huge fire in Hong Kong. It's at a construction site in a very popular Hong Kong shopping district. It has forced some 170 people in nearby buildings to evacuate. Already facing numerous investigations, New York Congressman George Santos, who admits to lying about a lot of what he told voters, will now also be investigated by the House Ethics Committee. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Entertainment news now is...
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Young students in Portage County schools can compete to name a new mascot. Warzala Printing Company in Stevens Point invites classrooms, grades kindergarten through fourth grade in any Portage County school to submit an entry to the Warzala Mascot Naming Competition. The classroom or student that submits the winning entry will win a pizza party and a $250 donation toward supplies for their classroom. Entries must be submitted by a teacher to readmore@warzala.com. Besides the suggested name for the mascot, entries need to include a brief explanation of why it's the best name for a book mascot, the full name of the teacher for the classroom, what grade, and the name of the school. Nominations will be accepted until 11:59 p.m. on March 31st, and the finalists announced on Warzala's Facebook page on April 7th. The winner will be decided by public vote on the post and announced by April 14th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 46. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 38. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia. Crudy is still on the beach, but he promises, he swears he'll be back in studio with me tomorrow. I'll believe it when I see it. In the meantime, I am joined by my friend, Jane Matnair, Civic Media's own, radio's own. Jane, it's so good to see you. Thanks for hanging out with me.
I am delighted that you asked. Thank you so much, Dom.
This is the only way I can get my wife to listen to the show, because she grew up with you on the radio listening to you. So I figured, baby, I got a surprise for you. Jane's coming around, so you're going to have to tune in. So that was my ulterior motive, Jane.
Well, to get your wife to listen to your show.
Jane, I checked out on the Twitter. You've been in radio for 41 years.
It might even be 42. Now, Dom, I started in 1981.
You were born in the studio then.
I was. Yes. I started when I was 9.
Yes, okay.
It was unusual for the time.
Yeah. Well, good news to the Republicans now. They're changing some labor laws, so you might be able to, get
You're
more
right.
of the kids in
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, start them early.
That's right. Get them early, work them long.
Right.
It builds character, Jane.
It does, but especially in mining, Dom. Yeah. Dom, that's where you want your kids to be.
Well, they're small. They can get into those little spaces.
To polish things. That's what I understand.
the very fragile hands.
And yes.
Yes. I mean, I can see why it makes sense for some states to do that. Jane, nine? Nine? How does nine work?
I was not nine. Okay. I was 21.
Okay. Yeah. What and locally here in Wisconsin?
No,
what was
I went to college in Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and then I dropped out after a year and a half, which delighted my parents to no end.
I bet it did.
And one of the smartest decisions I ever made was telling them, I don't need your money. I'm going to broadcasting school, and I'm going to do it myself. Yep. Don't do that.
No.
If your parents offer you a college education, I would probably suggest you take them up on that offer.
Yeah.
But I did not. And so I went to broadcasting school, and then I started in New Ulm, Minnesota, at a startup rock station in the central part of Minnesota.
Nice.
We were only live from 2 in the afternoon until 8 o'clock at night. The first giveaway I ever did, I asked for caller number 3, and no one called.
That's
it was great.
Yeah.
And then so after a couple of years there,
Hang on. The rock station. So this
it was a rock station in central Minnesota.
And this was what, in the 80s? I mean, when
this was this? 81 to about 83. So 83, 84.
A lot of classic rock, as we would describe it now.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yes. All right. So you were doing classic rock for a while.
Doing classic rock.
Central Minnesota. Tearing it up.
Oh, it was... The reaction we got from farmers who would listen when they were in, although, you know, cabs are much different now than back in the day.
Right, so satellite now, yeah.
They're pretty sophisticated. Mm-hmm. But then I got engaged, we moved to Racine, I started a job there, I was only there for about 2 months, and then I started doing overnights at 99.1, which is probably where Steph started listening to me.
Okay.
And I did overnights for about 6 months, and I wonder sometimes, Dom, and I worry, what happened to all the obscene phone callers? Where did they go? I mean, sure, they're all keyboard warriors now, but every weirdo in the world would call me at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was so fun.
And it's not the same anymore,
it's
huh?
Not.
Yeah,
it's
they kind of hide behind the...
Well,
the...
you got photo ID, you know, caller ID and all that stuff, and you can't just call and say weird, obscene things to people. But I took it upon myself at one point to actually write down a list of comebacks, depending upon what disgusting thing they would say,
yeah.
Because my goal became to get them to hang up on me first.
Ooh, a lofty goal.
Small victories.
I mean, yeah, you gotta take what you can.
Little wins.
Jane, being a woman in the workplace, being a woman in rock and roll, in the music industry, or in radio, what was that like?
It was not good.
No, really? Okay.
It was not good. One of my previous jobs, some of my male coworkers who were having relationships with other women within the station would come in and share pictures.
Oh.
And pass them around.
Of the coworkers they were having relationships with?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In somewhat compromising positions.
That's kind of frowned upon these days.
Well, I think, yes, that would not be good.
Wow. Yeah.
There was an annual Friday night viewing of the porn that all the sales guys would do in the building. That was tons of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, there were the inevitable inappropriate advances from higher-ups. So it was tons of fun.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, honestly. I mean, for real. I talk to, you know, women in the workforce, and, you know, I come from a family of very strong women, lots of entrepreneurial women in my family. And I just can't even imagine, you know, 60s, 70s, when you're out there and they're doing this, and this management styles, quote unquote, of the male-dominated industries.
Oh, yeah.
And having to, bite your tongue a lot of times.
Or make a joke. Because otherwise, you have no sense of humor.
Oh, yes, that's the label you get, right? You're no fun.
You're no fun, you have no sense of humor, so you got to beat them to the punchline.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Jane Matinair. She is a veteran of the radio airwaves, teaching me something all the time, Jane. I had a great time at the Christmas party.
It was fun.
And I got to apologize. I think Steph gave everybody COVID. So on Steph's behalf, I want to apologize. Of course, we would not have gone if that were the case. But, you know, we had a good time.
We had a great time.
and so getting to know you a little bit more has been a real joy for me. And to hear you on the radio and that voice, you just have that perfect known radio voice. Here in the state of Wisconsin, though, you've seen lots of things now, right?
Yes.
And since you've been in rodeo, and you haven't always been on the news side, right? So
no.
Obviously with the music side, when did you make that transition?
I made that transition about 10 years ago, I would say.
10 years ago?
And then I was doing specifically news and reporting and more feature stories and things like that. But I had been in music radio for the vast majority of my career before that. Even though I had been a news reader.
Sure.
You know, I would deliver the news, but I'm not a journalist. I never considered myself a journalist. I don't have a journalism degree.
You don't need a journalism degree. You just got to ask some questions, and now you're a journalist.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's exactly how that works. I think it's a little more complicated than that.
Barely. I mean, if you got a YouTube account, we're content creators now.
Right.
It's a whole thing. Hell, if Tucker Carlson is a journalist, then I'm a journalist.
That's an excellent point.
You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
That's a very
he's
good point.
He's got lots of people watching him.
Yeah.
What's more entertaining for you, the music or the news side of it?
Music could be kind of boring.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not like in the old days, when I first started, you actually had some say over what you would play, that all went away in the late 80s, and everything became programmed for you. So whatever was the latest song that you loved, trust me, in 2 months, you will hate that song, because you're going to hear it every day, multiple times a day, because that's what tested well. So that ruined a lot of music for me. It really did. And one of the things I love about producing for Kristen's show is the ability to rediscover music that I had forgotten about or, you know, just ignored during that time period. So that's really been a lot of fun.
You know, the on-demand, everything on-demand thing, I've always thought, well, that'd be great. I want everything on-demand. And with the different music streaming services, now you can literally get that.
Oh, yeah.
And what's tough, though, is I can only listen to so much classic rock, man. I mean, I love Bob Seger, but, you know, there's only so much Bob Seger's library, you
right.
know? So the downfall is you get kind of stuck in a rut sometimes. But the nice thing about it is, you know, sometimes you stumble upon another tune or another song, or, you know, and they'll throw different things at you based
sure.
on your previous. And it does help to some degree expand my musical horizons, you know, beyond the heavy metal classic rock chain. So do you listen? Do you have streaming, like, music services? Do you do any of that?
I don't.
No?
It's just interesting, Dom. Not that I was a big music fan. I always just wanted to make people laugh. That was my overriding.
Yeah.
I want to make you laugh and hopefully make you think at the same time. And the other drawback to music radio was I knew more useless pop culture that no one ever needs to know in their entire lives.
Trivial Pursuit Arts and Entertainment.
Oh,
you will
man.
Be a goddess.
Justin Bieber has 47 tattoos.
Wow, you're right.
I think it's more. But
now it's more.
Now it's more. Yeah. But I love what I'm doing with Kristen
yeah.
because I think it is a unique, truly unique way to try and bridge the gap and reach people and teach people and make them laugh at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really all good things all squished together.
Without being like too confrontational or...
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to fight with people.
Oh, sometimes I want to fight with people, Jane. I know. I'll speak for myself.
I don't mind disagreeing with people, but there is no value in shouting over each other.
Right. Yeah.
There isn't. No one accomplishes anything.
And it's not great to listen to.
No. And once you resort to insults and profanities, you have no argument.
Or you're a presidential candidate.
That too.
I mean, it could go either way. You never know.
It's true.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Jane Metnair is going to stick around at least for maybe a couple of segments. We'll see what happens. It's an open window. As long as we're having fun and laughing, I hope she sticks around. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Jane, we're going to go to break here in a minute, but when we come back, I want to get your sense. As someone who's been in media in Wisconsin a long time, and being a woman, what your feelings are, what your thoughts are, what you see the direction of the state of Wisconsin, and, you know, certainly the country with the Dobbs and Roe v. Wade,
right.
and literally what we're seeing in other Republican states. South Carolina, to my understanding, they went through a vote in their state house. It did not pass, but 21
yes.
Republicans
yes.
voted for the death penalty for a woman who has an abortion.
They're pro-life, Dom.
They have a very interesting definition of that. And all I can think about is, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss and the Right to Life folks, they're saying, hold my beer. They're not going to let South Carolina out South Carolina, Wisconsin. I mean, it's just like Mississippi up here. But I think even Mississippi's got some legal recreational weed. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with your calls. And Jane Metnair, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We'll be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Yeah,
There's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. My co-devil today, Jane Matinair. She's the producer at the Asgo's Wisconsin. Co-host, producer. Hell, you do some news around here as well, and you're the Danger Lady.
I am Danger Lady.
What is Danger Lady?
This came up the first time that I was on the show with Kristen when I was single and I bought my own house. And I had a teeny tiny house in New Berlin. It was 975 square feet.
Aww.
It was tiny.
Yeah.
On this great big lot. It was like a quarter of an acre. It was a gigundo lot. And for the first couple of years, I would mow it by hand. And then we had a really, really hot summer. And one summer day I was mowing, and I think I got heat stroke because I just kept mowing in a circle. And I thought, I should probably get something I can ride.
Right.
So I got this teeny, literally a very small riding lawnmower. And there was a small engine place right down the street, and the guy's name was Red, and he said, let me detail it for you.
He had some racing stripes on it?
He put racing stripes on the side, and he put Danger Lady on the back.
Oh, my God.
So that was my Danger Lady mower.
Fantastic. You are, from here on out, Danger Lady. Jane, we're talking about these abortion issues here in the state of Wisconsin, and wow, are we going backwards. We talked about the South Carolina State House.
Yes.
Voted to, and it was defeated, but 21 Republicans voted to, what, apply the death penalty to a woman who got an abortion.
Right.
And was it just a woman? I don't know if it was other people involved, but they're down to killing somebody.
Oh, hey, come on. Somebody's got to pay.
And not to be outdone, here in the state of Wisconsin, just a little bit. This is from Baylor Spears at the Wisconsin Examiner. I found it at the Urban Milwaukee. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn federal abortion protections in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization was one step in the right direction, says leaders of Wisconsin major anti-abortion groups. Since the landmark decision and in reaction to ongoing challenges to Wisconsin's abortion ban, the groups have coalesced around the goal of protecting and strengthening Wisconsin's pre-Civil War ban, which doesn't include rape or incest exceptions. And here's a quote from Matt Sand, the legislative director of Pro-Life Wisconsin. We are in an incredible time here as the protest movement in Wisconsin, where no abortions have been performed since June 24th, of 2022. We want to maintain our abortion ban. We want to strengthen it. And of course, first thing I think to myself, Jane, is, well, if you're going to strengthen it, what can you possibly do? No exception for rape or incest. Are you going to strengthen it like South Carolina? You're going to put forth the death penalty for those who exercise their right to have an abortion?
Well, what's going to come next, Dom, is they're going to come after contraception. That's going to be next, because and Wisconsin Right to Life has been trying to do this for the last 30 years. I can remember interviewing them 30 years ago And they said then that that was the goal. And it should only be natural family planning, which means the rhythm method, which is why my cousin who did that has five children. And so contraceptives will be next. And then IVF will come after that.
And this is the part I struggle with. You know, if you don't like abortions, don't have them.
Exactly.
If you think contraceptives are bad, don't use them. You know, it's very simple. And I got all sorts of ideas of my own, but what I'm not doing, Jane, is putting them out there and trying to force my thoughts onto other people legislatively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the abortion, how does it get stronger, quote unquote, according to the Wisconsin, pro-life Wisconsin? What else is there to do? And how important is it, if we get to it, Jane, I want to get your sense here as well, this election coming up, Janet Protasiewicz versus Dan Kelly.
It is, I cannot stress enough how critical, really critical it is for everyone to vote on April 4th. For so many different reasons, Dom, not just reproductive freedoms and reproductive choice. The vast majority of Wisconsin residents do not want permitless concealed carry in this state. The vast majority of Wisconsin residents do want medical marijuana and even recreational marijuana. That's more of a gerrymandering issue, but one of the reasons why Republicans don't have to respond to their constituents or do anything is because they don't have to.
Right.
They don't. That's why they can gavel in and gavel out on gun safety issues. They can gavel in and gavel out on anything because there's no way to hold them to account. And I firmly believe that the only reason there has been any warming of relations between Governor Evers and the Republican lawmakers is because Robin Voss got scared. From the primaries.
Yeah.
That's the closest he's ever been to being held accountable. And I love Robin. And I know there's a Chucklemeister deep inside him.
Chucklemeister and Robin Voss?
Oh, that's what? Just waiting to escape, Don. He's just waiting to get out. And I am here to help him.
You're here for Robin Voss.
I am, absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Now, do you genuinely like him or are you just messing around?
I would happily have a drink with him.
You would?
Sure.
Well, I mean, I'd be hard to name people I wouldn't have a drink with.
Well, I was going
to
say,
be a shorter list.
It's a pretty low bar. But no, it's really terrifying. It used to be going back to the good old days meant the 1950s. Now Republicans mean the good old days in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Truly. And that is the goal. The goal is to remove women from public spaces. The goal is to remove women from business. I know I have worked with men in the past who would welcome going back to the days when you could smack women on the ass as they were walking past you, when you could tell them to shut up, no one cares what you think. There are people who miss those days. But there are.
I know. I mean, I get it. I see the movies. You know what I mean? But I just, it blows my mind. And that's one of the challenges, I think. We talk about having a beer with Robin Voss. Well, Robin Voss, you know, could whip up his caucus and do something about the abortion ban. You know, he could join hands, join forces with Tony Evers and say, yes, this is not okay. We're going to do something about it. But he doesn't.
Well, right. And what's most maddening is they knew these ramifications were coming down the tunnel. Nothing was codified. Nothing was specified about women who are having miscarriages and all of those kinds of things. They let it.
They let it.
They let that happen. They let that happen. Don't forget that.
Well, it's what did Ron Johnson say? It could be a little messy, but, you know, if the women of Wisconsin don't like it, they can move.
Yeah, just move, ladies.
Thanks, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Don't you move. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
You know, in the old days, we had mentalists today.
I don't know what happened to my Zoom, but it's gone.
Oh, I see you.
A progressive voice.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A conference for emergency service personnel will happen next month in Adams County.
Mid-State Technical College is partnering with the Adams County Officers Association to host an emergency services conference on Saturday, April 1st. Anyone who works in emergency services is invited to attend the all-day event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Adams Friendship Fine Arts Center. Session topics will cover mental health and emergency services, technical rescues, adjusting training behavior, and more. Please register at mstc.edu. For the seventh year in a row, anti-Semitic incidents have increased in Wisconsin. The Jewish Community Relations Council of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation says in a report there were 101 reported anti-Semitic incidents in Wisconsin last year, a 6.3% increase from 2021. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations. Wisconsin plays Bradley this Tuesday in Madison with an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM, WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 46. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 38. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Just birthing.
True.
It's with the force of government mandating that you have that baby. Not dad, not mom, not your siblings. It is the force of government. That's how they roll. They are all combining their forces now, Jane, to try to strengthen the abortion law here in the state of Wisconsin. I want to throw a little bit out there again from this is at Urban Milwaukee originally, Baylor Spears over at the Wisconsin Examiner. Jelaine Appling, president of Wisconsin Family Action, says the coalition of groups believes that life begins at conception and circumstances of the conception don't change that, which is why they don't support expanded exceptions. Quote, we don't all stand in solidarity very often, but on this issue regarding the current discussion that's going on in Wisconsin about the abortion issue and about the 1849 prohibition on most abortions, we are in lockstep. Absolute lockstep. So apparently Julie Appling, Wisconsin Family Action, is in lockstep with the pro-life Wisconsin folks who said they want to maintain it. They want to strengthen this ban. Life begins at conception and no contraceptives for what? For women here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I think that's what they're going to come for next. Will be birth control.
Why? I mean, doesn't birth control stop the babies from coming?
Yeah, but you got to pay if you're going to hanky-panky, Dom. You got to pay.
Well, what do you mean you got to pay? For dinner?
Sex.
Drinks?
No, if you're going to have sex.
You got to pay for sex?
There need to be consequences.
There are consequences.
Yes.
You can't have sex for pleasure.
No.
Only God. Only
procreation. It's only for procreation. And by the way, don't have too much fun.
Why not?
Because it's only for procreation. What do you think? You're here to get your rocks off? No.
I'm trying to have some fun, Jane. Yes.
It's just about giving life to a new life.
So the religion
is a huge aspect of
is,
this.
Is the driver of
yes,
this.
Yes, without a doubt.
And I'm the atheist on the Devil's Advocates panel. Crudy's a believer. That's fine. People believe what they want to believe. I don't begrudge anybody that. I believe what I want to believe, and no one can tell me different, right? So I appreciate that. But once again, this is using the force of government to try to mandate that people take a baby to term if you're raped or if it's incest. Or in the case of Florida, you know, of Texas, the stories of these women in Texas.
Oh, yeah, who are suing?
I mean, literally, what? You got to let the corpse of the baby rot inside you enough for you to get sick, and then, and only then, will you be allowed to get your abortive services.
To keep you alive.
To keep you alive.
But I believe that the same contingency that wants to strengthen our already barbaric 1849 ban they'd be all about that. Again, they had the opportunity to codify some of these definitions before this decision came down.
Now, what do you mean they? Like who, the
I mean
Republicans?
The Republicans. Yeah. I just mean the legislature in general.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't say the mother has to be 40% towards death or 60% towards death. How much towards death does she have to be?
Right.
But those kinds of issues could have been formalized before this happened, and they elected not to do that. Because, again, I believe they believe you're going to have sex, there are consequences. And you should have to deal with those consequences. Because it's not supposed to be fun, Dom.
That's just asinine.
It's not supposed to be fun.
Maybe if they had some fun sex, Jane, they wouldn't be out here trying to ruin everyone else's good time.
Oh, I think some of them are.
Yeah.
Maybe just not as traditionally as you and I are thinking.
Perhaps. Jane Mantner, my guest today. Jane, and all of a sudden, now it's trans. Now it's the trans. Oh, anti-trans and trans and groomers and all these woke. I mean, it's so much.
Yeah.
It's like they're just capturing, trying to grab everything that'll stick to the wall and jump on it because it's going to roil their base. But okay, let's talk about the trans people.
Sure.
So what? If someone's trans, let them be trans. That's who they are. Who are you to tell anybody else that they can or cannot? I'm not walking up to someone in a suit and yelling at them, saying, "Oh my God, you're wearing a suit. You can't do that because I think you should do X, Y, or Z." How asinine would that be?
Right.
They're just uncomfortable because they're not used to it. I mean, what's your sense?
You need an other. You got to have an other. So it was the caravan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you.
Right?
I know.
The caravan was the big scary. Now we need a new big scary. So we've got our way with the abortion issue. They overturned that. Now we need another big scary. And I also think, although I do not have necessarily all the facts behind this, the number of lawmakers and religious leaders and even law enforcement who are charged on a weekly basis with sexually abusing children is really mind-blowing if you follow that.
Yeah.
And there is an account on Twitter that keeps a tally, a running tally. They're not trans people.
Right.
They're not drag show performers. These are pastors and youth pastors and rabbis and cops and other law enforcement and youth sports coaches.
A lot of time, people in a position of authority or respect with those children.
Yes.
They abuse that authority and respect and to take advantage of those kids.
Absolutely.
Drag queens, not really part of that.
Not happening.
No.
Find me the news stories. Find me the court cases where a drag show performer has made arrangements to meet a child that they believe is 13 years old for sex. They're not there.
Doesn't happen.
They're traditionally straight white guys. Bad news, folks. But that's true.
Every month, once a month, Lakefront Brewery here in the state of Wisconsin, downtown Milwaukee, they have drag queen bingo.
Oh yeah, I've been.
I've gone 3 out of 4 months. We got a crew going. We got a table. We hang out. We eat. We laugh. It's so much fun. We drink some good beer.
Right.
The drag queen, she's super entertaining. We have a good time. If you yell bingo at the same time as someone else, you got to do a dance off.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's so much fun. I think to myself, well, have they ever gone to a drag show? I mean, have you ever been to Brady Street Days in the summertime in Milwaukee, where they got the festival going on? They got 3 stages, and at like 9 o'clock on the West Stage for last 10 years, 15 years maybe.
Right,
it's been the drag queen show, and they come out, they're all doing their acts, and it's in public, so they're not getting naked.
Right,
and they're dancing, sure. But that's the whole point. That's the fun. That's the fun. And then they walk around, and you tip them for the entertainment.
Right,
that's what this is.
They're performers.
They're performers.
And think about, and Kristen and I have talked about this on Ask Us Wisconsin, if we're going to ban all traces of drag from culture, then goodbye South Pacific. Because the coconut dance and the grass skirt dance is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye La Caja Fall. Goodbye Shakespeare in Love. Goodbye most old Shakespeare, because those were all guys dressing as women.
Right, right.
I mean, and it's not about that. It's not. There are some who certainly believe that these people are pedophile groomers. The vast majority of them, no, they're not. They need an other. They need something scary to scare their constituents to believe that they're looking out for their best interests while diverting attention away from the actual criminals, who tend to be straight white guys.
Yeah, and a lot of that in religious organizations. Hell,
look at the Boston Globe.
Milwaukee's archdiocese here locally.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Archdiocese around the world.
Another one just went bankrupt out west somewhere.
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah, I think it's a diversion, again, from who are the real perpetrators of these crimes.
And who decides what is male dress versus female dress, right? What I mean, who makes that determination? Are pants specifically male and is a dress specifically female? Because I was at the St. Patty's Day parade downtown Milwaukee this weekend. I saw lots of dudes walk around with kilts. You know what I'm saying? So is what makes that not trans?
What about robes?
No, easy now.
No, but I mean, clerical robes. What about men who only wear robes as part of their garb? So who is, I'm not sure who's making the fashion rules, Dom, but they have specific guidelines With exceptions for them.
But do they? That's what I'm saying. Like, are you sure
about
that?
Where's the hard line?
That's just a little too much eye makeup for you. So that's not, the color doesn't go with you. You know, it's so asinine because, of course, to the nth degree, you can never make a law about something like that. You can't make a law and say, well, they have laws. Remember the old days, you'd have your shorts if your bathing suit wasn't long enough, you'd get fined. I mean, so we've had that. I don't think that's something I want to go back to.
Oh, but don't you think there are others who would love to do that? Women must wear dresses. Men must wear pants. Men can't wear open-toed sandals.
What?
Yeah. Bad news, Dom.
Does that include flip-flops?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's not a manly shoe.
Oh, yeah, but I can get it off really fast if I want to have sex quickly.
Which you're not doing for fun.
No, that's
as long as you're not having sex for fun.
844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers in just a bit. Doesn't it seem like if maybe some of these folks would just have some fun? And I don't know. Maybe I jest to some degree. I don't know if Jelaine Appling is capable of having the kind of fun that I like to have. You know, and I don't judge people. I don't want to judge people. But if they're going to judge me, they're going to put their stuff on me. Well, then you kind of brought me into this. And now I have to respond. And how are we going to determine whether or not a kilt is a skirt or the skirt is a kilt?
But then you go, well, that's tradition. And that's tradition, and that's fine. And the robes among clergy. Well that's,
so was all sorts of terrible cultural things were tradition until they weren't.
And drag was also tradition in England when Shakespeare was alive.
Come on, some like it hot. You know, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon.
Another movie you can no longer see.
I refuse.
Because it's going to turn you into a groomer.
It's so... Of this groomer. Folks, we'll be the calls in a moment. 844-967-2789. This whole grooming thing. You know who the victims of groomers are? The kids, children of religious parents. If you have a child and you bring them to this, you know, whatever your religion, I'm not going to judge it. But if you tell them that they lie to you and don't behave a certain way, that they're going to experience eternal damnation and hellfire for eternity, right?
Yep.
And you tell that to a four-year-old or a six-year-old. That seems a lot like grooming to me.
Well, it's certainly indoctrination, right?
Yes.
You are indoctrinating them to fear this. And speaking of people in religious communities, one of the Duggar kids, one of the 19 kids and counting, just came out with her book about escaping her family.
Terrible. You got to escape your own family.
Yeah, escaping her own family.
844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, California. You're up, Jake. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah, if you're the Republican lieutenant governor from the state of Tennessee, though, if your name is Randy McNally, you can do all kinds of things online that apparently nobody wants to ask any questions about in Tennessee, but Saturday Night Live sure asked some questions there. Like, for instance, why is he liking this guy with emojis and hearts of fire, you know, when a 20-year-old man showed his butt online? So the lieutenant governor of Tennessee is talking about how much he likes a 20-year-old's butt. That sounds like grooming to me. What do you think?
He's just being supportive of his constituents.
That was literally his excuse, spokesman's excuse.
He supports all of his people.
I mean, if we could get that kind of constituent services here in Wisconsin, I would vote for them. Just like the picture of me and my... and my tidy whiteys
and flip flops.
and all my sex for fun. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Jane Matinair. She's sticking around for a little longer. We'll get some more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language,
Help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are 844-967-2789. Jane Matnair sticking around. Pleasure, Jane's always a
it's
fun to
so
hang out
fun,
with
it's been so much fun, Dom. Thank you so much.
The religious right and the abortion and contraceptions and when a baby, when is life starting, all these kinds of conversations that we are having. A lot of it goes back to my interpretation of what they say, you know, God's will, and this is nature. But they don't seem to feel that way about, like, the ED pills.
Oh, you mean erectile dysfunction?
Shh, we don't talk like that.
Well, God didn't mean for that to happen, Dom.
Right?
Come on, that's why there's pharmaceuticals.
but there's pharmaceuticals for other things.
Well, so. He didn't like that.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
ED stuff, all for that. Only again to have sex with for procreation.
Yes, yes.
No fun.
Every sperm is sacred, Jane.
I love that song. I love that song. Oh,
so good.
Evan, bumper music. <You're right. laughs> Monty Python, you can find it. It's there.
It is. It's never enough Monty Python. I just saw last night the first History of the World.
Oh.
On Hulu or whatever.
On Hulu.
Mel Brooks, to me, he's such a treasure, and he's still alive, kicking it, and funny.
I know.
I mean, so happy. Some of those movies, I mean, Blazing Saddles and History of the World, I mean, he was cutting edge and raw back then.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Let's get some callers. 844-967-2789. Let's see. The most patient has been Stephen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jane and Dom. I'm going to bring something to your attention that a lot of people aren't talking about when it comes to abortion. My wife had a procedure called a DNC, and it's a procedure that is necessary for a woman. In my wife's particular case, she had a miscarriage, and her body didn't get rid of it naturally, so she had to have it surgically removed. Now, I bring this up to make you guys and the listening audience aware that certain doctors and this 1849 abortion law considers that to be a abortion.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough to enrage you, I have watched my wife cry over this. I have watched my wife be very upset. If it's not bad enough to have a miscarriage,
right,
on top of it, the Republicans want you to have to sit there and worry about you getting a necessary procedure and it being called an abortion. It's absolutely preposterous. And the fact that there are people that are advocating for this, it says more about you as a person than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Can't disagree with you on that, Stephen.
Great point. Thanks for the call and condolences, Stephen.
Yes.
You know, these miscarriages are not uncommon, Jane.
They're very common.
And sometimes things go south, and you know, people generally want to have these babies. I mean, that's why they're having them, you know?
Yes.
Otherwise, they'd have, you know, they'd use contraceptives and wouldn't have babies.
Yes.
And it's so heartbreaking, and it's so very practical. I mean, what do they think was going to happen? I mean, when Ron Johnson just flippantly says, oh, it's going to be tough going for a while, well, it's easy for him to say.
Sure.
You know, he's not the one in these situations. He's not the one with the dead baby inside of him. And I hate to be crass and crude, but let's just talk about what the reality is. I mean, you have something that's dead inside of you. It's starting to rot, and it's going to kill you.
And poison you.
And if it doesn't come out. And who is going to have the stopwatch, and what formula and what spreadsheet and what flowchart is going to dictate when someone can have an operation to save their life?
It's God's will, Dom.
It's just unbelievable.
It's up to God. And if God wants you to survive, you will. And if not, well, that's what God, and I mean, God has a plan,
you
right?
Know, they talk about religious freedom a lot. What about my religious freedom?
You
my
don't have any.
Freedom from religion.
No, not you. No.
Is there any negotiation with this kind of mentality, right? I mean, I'm saying if you need one, go get one. It's your choice. I can't dictate that. But even on other religious and cultural war type issues, if you don't like it, don't do it. That's my attitude. Why do you got to make a law about it? Why do you got to like impose will through the force of state? What is that?
Well, I believe there is a very strong, if small, group of Christo-fascists.
Yeah.
And they want the Bible to be the law of the land according to the way they interpret the Bible.
Right.
Because
Leviticus.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Of course. Don't mix your linens and wools.
Well, you can't cut your hair. Oh, and you shouldn't. You certainly shouldn't be touching a football.
I haven't seen Julaine Appling outside the shrimp factory because, you know, you can't have shellfish.
No shellfish.
To Leviticus.
Right.
Or maybe some other chapter. I forget.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but.
But they're not outside the linen factory. They're not outside the shrimp factory. Those are all in the Bible. It's just the gays. Those are the ones they care about.
It's nice when you can pick. You have to pick and choose.
I mean, who's got the time?
You gotta pick and choose. You can only have one other or two others at a time. We can't spend all this time focusing on pork producers.
I love bacon.
I do too.
Johnny John from Madison, you are up. I'm a sinful man, Johnny. What do you got for us?
Johnny John, yeah. Well, remember that poster weasel for forced birth, Rick Santorum, and his wife had that very same thing. They're striding Catholics too, and they didn't do the whole God's will thing, and in the privacy and consult with their physician, mm-hmm. had an abortion. Of course, the loon tunes on the Christian right will try to slice and dice and say, oh, well, that wasn't an abortion, yeah. But that's the exact same thing they'll say is for anybody else. And Rick Santorum doesn't want you to have the freedom to have that. And, you know, these people are just whacked. My wife had to have a DNC to deal with the pain of giving birth. And so which Looney Tune right-wing politician is going to sit in on each appointment? Somebody who has no medical experience to say which is correct and which isn't. Also, high heels. Those were originally worn by men, by royalty. That's what they were originally created for. So I don't know, you know, how the loon tune right wingers are going to deal with that.
Yeah, wouldn't Louis the 16th kind of qualify as drag now?
Totally.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, sorry about that, Johnny.
The wigs, the beauty spots, the lipstick, the stockings, the posing, the...
Right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, gotta knock those pictures out of the history books.
Short,
rumor.
Short European men wearing heels. I mean, if I could find some for my wide feet, maybe I would. I think I look pretty good. Jane Madden Air. She is the Danger Lady. Thank you for coming around and hanging out. It's been an absolute blast to talk to
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much, Tom. It was great.
Kristen Bry's coming up next. If you want to do one segment, you'd be welcome to.
I'll listen on the way
All
home.
Right. All right, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Kristen Bry coming up next, as goes Wisconsin. Jane, thank you so much. We'll talk real soon.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit Al-Anon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing.